Pastor, did you get that one? We understand it better by and by. That's one I knew you did. Yeah.
Leonard, I was just talking about that song, "We Will Understand It Better By and By." But I like the other phrase in it. We'll tell the story of how we overcome.
Yes, amen. That's right.
Because those who belong to Jesus are overcomers.
That's right.
Not because of how strong or smart we are, but because of how great and strong and smart He is in us. It's good to be in the Lord's house this morning, Mother's Day, the Lord's Day. We're glad for each person that's here. Those that are visiting, we want you to know you feel welcome. And maybe someone out in the parking lot, we want you to feel welcome. Also, those that listen later on the website, we're glad that you've chosen to be a part of the service today. Remember, next Sunday morning, baptismal service, something very important, very special, that we'll look forward to. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for every blessing of life that we have. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. And Father, we thank you that in the wisdom of your creation, you created families and brought men, women, and children together in that blessed institution. And Father, today may the Spirit of God be welcome in this place. May we hear from you. May we be encouraged, challenged, convicted if need be. But Father, we just wait in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Ed, and happy Mother's Day to everybody. It's good to see you this morning. Good to see this number. This morning we are going to do our hymn sing like we always do. And I picked up this song that's God Give Us Christian Homes. And the third verse of that song is dedicated to the mothers. Let's all stand and sing verses 1, 3, and 4 this morning of God Give Us Christian Homes. 504 if you want to follow along. welcome someone this morning. I know the day is Mother's Day, and I tell you, I think about how much better this world would be if we had more Christian homes like we just sung about, and the parenting was as good as it was some many, many years ago. But you can only deal with what is today and pray for those. But I do thank God for praying mothers. I thank God for the mothers who've led the way in their homes for their children. And God bless you all this morning. All right, I have a few announcements for you. I want to thank everybody and praise the Lord for our great revival that we had last week. And Brother Kenny, I thought Pastor did a wonderful job each night. And all the singing that we had, I thank God for that. Thank God for all the blessings we had on a great, great revival. Let's not let it end. Let's not let it end. Baptismal service. And that little Ryland over there, she's going to be baptized next Sunday, May the 21st. So let's be praying for her. And she's already took the biggest step at all, and that's to accept Christ as her Savior. And I'm so proud of you. So proud of you. NC Baptist Children's Home. NC Baptist Children's Home is... food drive is underway, so please give. And you couldn't ask for a better or look for a better charity or a better one to put your money in than the Children's Home. So do that. Miss Rita has got to ask us now on a vacation Bible school this summer. There's a sign up sheet. So, Rita, you have anything you want to add to that at this point?
Sign up sheet has actually been taken.
Oh, has it? Okay. That's okay. Thank you, Reed. I appreciate you steering ahead and also the assistance that you have as well in the vacation school. Do I have any other announcements that I may have overlooked at all? Or do you have one for us? All righty. Then prayer request. Prayer request. I just wanted to be sure that we keep praying for Brother Kenny Wallace's wife, Marie. She's still in the hospital, and she's not doing that much better. So let's keep in prayer for her. Let's pray for little Angela Frick. And Angela, you got tests coming more into next week. Is that right?
It's not this week. But it's
I thought. I'm sorry. I got that.
It's Wednesday the 26th.
Okay. Well, we're going to still put you on the prayer list. How's that? Of course, I am so glad after talking to you this morning that you're pretty much cancer free, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the CTs and all that stuff.
Right.
He does it all, so I won't really know anything what to do until I go on that day. So
well, we go.
He tells me what to do if I need blood work done or whatever. So I just do what he tells me to do. So.
All right. Well, that's what you should do.
Yeah.
And we'll keep praying for you. But I praise God for you. The fact that you're doing well. Okay.
Are there others? Will on the prayer list.
Who now, sir?
Will.
Will. I was all set. I was all set to write this down as serious, or should I be serious?
Extra prayers will always help you.
Well, the one thing I know for sure, Robert and Kathy, they grow up before we know it. And before your eyes then turn around and all of a sudden now they're driving. Won't be long he'll be bringing that wife home, and that's going to be another wonderful day.
Oh. That's too early.
It's early right now, but you just wait. Okay. Are there others this morning? We want to welcome our visitors this morning. You're a special guest always. It's good to see you. And Tommy and Kathy, it's good to see you this morning.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Donuts is left downstairs. Anybody want to?
Donuts are left downstairs, and you left them unattended? And you think I won't get those? Oh, boy. No. Donuts downstairs if anybody needs any. And I do need to take this opportunity. I'll do that after prayer, but I wanted to thank everybody. Oh, the other prayer requests. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this day, this special day, Lord, that we have set aside to honor our very, very important people in this world, and that's praying mothers and mothers in general. We lift up all the mothers to you this morning, Lord, and we ask, Lord, for your wisdom and your guidance. And Lord, we know they have your love. And we are so thankful for the praying mothers. We're so thankful for the mothers who give of themselves unselfishly each and every day. And we thank you for them. Now, Lord, we also want to pray this morning for Miss Marie, Kenny Wallace's wife. We pray for her and lift her up to you, the Lord. Lord, we ask for healing of her body, if it be your precious will. We thank you for the good news that Angela has to share, and we want to thank God for that. And now, Lord, as we go forward in our service today, Lord, we pray, Lord, a special blessing upon Brother, our pastor, Pastor Ed, who comes before us today and leads this service. And then, Lord, at the end of service, as we recognize our mothers, Lord, let them always know how important they are to this world, to this church. And now, Lord, your blessings I pray in your name. Amen. We did a little something different this morning, and that is responsive reading. I don't do a lot of them, but I found this one, and it just absolutely fit exactly what I wanted to say about it this morning about mothers and in general. 7:09, and you may just keep your seats this morning, and as you read along, and you might be a little tired this morning. You all got up a little earlier than usual, and so if you will, we're just as responsive readings work, 7:09 is what we're going to do, and if you know how it works, I'll read the first line, and then that dark line will be yours, your dark print will be yours to read along with me. This responsive reading has to do with mothers, as you might imagine, and a beautiful one it is. Is everyone all ready? You've got to get it in the page. Okay, here we go. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She will giveth her loins and strength and strengthen her arms. She stretches out her hands to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well on the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, and her husband also, as he praises her. Many daughters have come virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Thank y'all very much. Appreciate that. Responsive reading, 7:09. There is a song that called Mama's Knees, and I don't know where you've heard it before or not, but it's again talks about praying mothers. And I had a song that we were going to sing this morning, that I got this song and it won't leave me, and I don't know it well enough to sing it to you. And everybody said amen. But I don't know this song well enough to sing it to you, so I'm just going to play the video for you this morning, and you may continue to keep your seats. But listen to this song called Mama's Knees, and every one of you can relate probably to the times that your mom has been her knee in prayer for you. I know my mom did. Mom was a prayer warrior, and I hear her many, many times. I can still barely talk about it, but many, many times praying for me and my safety. So listen. Mama's Knees.
Bows before the throne.
You know, 70 years ago, Mama and her four little boys would go up to West Alabama Baptist Church, and we'd be met by some little old ladies. And now when I think about it, they're probably younger than I am now. But they'd have baskets of red and white roses, and they'd have straight pins, and they'd pin those roses on your shirt or whatever it was that you were wearing. And because I had a good mama, we were so proud to walk in with those little red roses on our shirt. And once you got inside, in worship service, they started giving out prizes. Oldest mother, youngest mother, mother with the oldest child, mother with the youngest child, mother with the most children, mother with those children present, and maybe another one or two. And it's just a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling. I mean, you know, for years I thought, that's the only way I thought about Mother's Day. Nice, warm, fuzzy feeling. It was a joy because I did have a good mom. And Leonard says he has a good mom. And some of you can say the same thing. Oh, I had a great mom. Great grandmom. Maybe two or three great grandmothers in your family. And some of you would say, you know, you'd have, you know, you wouldn't be prideful. You say, you know, I was a good mom. I'm a good grandmother. And it makes you feel good to know that that's the kind of person you are. And that's the kind of mother that you had. And that's just the way I looked at it for years and years and years. And then I became a preacher and I found out that certain people didn't come to church on Mother's Day. I thought, what? You don't come to church on Mother's Day? I mean, that's just one of the sweetest days of the year. And then people began to tell me their stories. You know? My mom abandoned us when we were little. She just took off and never came back. I don't have any pleasant memories of Mom. My mom, she was mean and hateful. Or stayed drunk or on drugs all the time. My mom played favorites with the kids, and I wasn't the favorite. I never got married. Never had kids. We were married, and we desperately wanted children, but never had children. And seeing those other mothers there with their kids on Mother's Day just makes me hurt. And in the last few years, you know, now I might make an exception for Michael or Chris or your kids, but I've sworn that I'm not going to ever do any more weddings. I mean, you get over here and you got the birth mother, the stepmother and her husband, the second stepmother and her husband, and they're all arguing over who's going to sit on which pew. And I'm up there, y'all just go home. When you go to a wedding rehearsal and the one mother is telling off her son and his new bride-to-be, and the other mother-in-law is back over here, and you're thinking, I'm backing up before somebody pulls out a pistol. I mean, it gets pitiful. And so Mother's Day is not a warm, fuzzy feeling for some folks, because of the trauma and the pain that they've been through, they just hurt.
And that's so sad. Because God, as I prayed earlier, God created families and he created for us to love one another and to bless one another and to be a blessing to one another. And I want us to read a scripture. And you say, I don't believe I've ever heard that one on Mother's Day, but it makes a good point. Luke 4. Luke 4. And beginning at verse 16. He's talking about Jesus, and he said he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, for he hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." He closed the book, gave it again to the minister, and sat down. The eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. That's such a tremendous, tremendous promise. Notice it was his custom to go to the synagogue on the Lord's day. And it tells us right here, Jesus could read. He wasn't some ignorant country bumpkin. He could read. And they handed him the book of Isaiah. And he began to read from Isaiah. And he began to talk about some promises of God to all of us. And it doesn't matter whether you had a great mother or whether you had a not so great mother. All of us have had different experiences in life. And if we just started down here and went around the room, most of us could say, "Boy, I was blessed here. And I wasn't so blessed here. And I was hurt here, and here." All of us have different experiences. That's why Jesus is good news. That's why Jesus is good news to us no matter what. He said, I've come to preach good news to the poor. I've come to give you some hope. I've come to give you some hope. You remember in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. They'll see God. They shall be comforted." You see, Jesus has good news for us. Not the amount of money we have, but Jesus has good news that I've come to bless you. I've come to bless you. And you know, generally speaking, folks that are following Jesus are more blessed than folks that don't. I mean, you know, I don't even know how much a bottle of whiskey sells for, but I'm not wasting my money on it, so that means I got a pocket. I don't know what illegal drugs sell for, but I'm not wasting my money on it. That means I got more money in my pocket. I'm blessed. And then he goes on to say, I've come to heal the brokenhearted. I've come to give freedom, healing to those who are brokenhearted. I dare say that every one of us at some point in our life have been brokenhearted. It may have been when we were a sophomore in high school, we found out that little girl didn't like us like we liked them. We had a crush on them. They didn't like us. It may have been somewhere later in life, but our hearts were broken. And Jesus said, I can mend your broken heart. I can mend your broken heart. We lose loved ones. Our hearts are broken. Jesus can be the healer of our broken heart. Jesus can be the healer of our broken heart. I'll see if I can tell this without breaking down. But anyway, I'll start and we'll see where it goes. About the time my mama died, our daughter and son-in-law in Australia lost a baby. Now, the baby was old enough that, you know, they dressed it up just like they would if it had survived. And I've seen pictures. And they had a funeral and everything like that. And then after, and I don't forget whether the baby died first or mama died first, but, you know, it's about the same time. Well, I was teasing Rita this morning at breakfast that she's a baby magnet. Well, my mama was a baby magnet. She could take anybody's baby and just love on it, and it was perfectly fine. And Pam and I used to joke, you know, I said, I bet my mama met that baby at the gate of heaven and been holding that baby ever since. And then one day this week it hit me. I bet Pam and my mama is taking turns. And it's not fair. It's not fair. I bet they're taking turns. And I thought, when I get there, I'm taking over. You know, our hearts can be broken. But at the same time, Jesus is the healer of broken hearts. Jesus is the healer of our broken hearts. He says, I've come to deliver the captives. Now, you can be a captive, you know, physically. You can be a captive to sin. You can be a captive to a bad habit. And Jesus can deliver you. You can be held captive by the devil, and Jesus can deliver you. It doesn't matter what manner of captivity you're in. Jesus can set you free. I don't know whether the statistics have changed or not, but some of you have read about Dave Wilkerson and the beginning of Teen Challenge. But years ago, he dealt with gangs and drug addicts. And statistically, If a drug addict went to some government-sponsored rehab place, 90% of them bought drugs on the way home. In other words, you know, they might spend 3 months, 6 months, however long the program lasts in this rehab facility, and supposedly were set free. But when they left the facility, 90% of them bought drugs before they got home. But those who went through the Christian Teen Challenge, 90% of them stayed free from then on. You see, Jesus has the power to set us free that no worldly system will ever duplicate. Mankind has his ways, and some of them are helpful. But God has a power to do in our lives what nobody and nothing else and no program can do. Jesus says, I've come to set the captives free. He says, I've come to heal the blind. You know, there are people that are physically blind, and Jesus opened many of their eyes, and He's still opening their eyes. This week in the newsletter, I talked about miracles I knew about. My wife prayed for a man that was legally blind And in 6 weeks, he had his driver's license. And he was a preacher. When he died, you know, along about 210 or 212, Bibber Recorder wrote an article about how he was miraculously healed. They don't know the story that I know. Jesus can heal. But there are people that are spiritually blind. And Jesus can heal their spiritual blindness. There are people, you know, there's things I see and I think, how can anybody be so stupid? Maybe that's not a good politically correct word, but it's the truth. And Jesus can heal us of that. Jesus can heal us of that. And he says, I come to set at liberty those that were bruised. Think about some of the people that Jesus dealt with in the New Testament. There's that woman that the Pharisees drug into his presence and said, we caught her in the very act of adultery. Stone her. Isn't that what we should do, Jesus? She was bruised. She was hurting. What did Jesus do? He said, okay, guys, first one of you that doesn't have any sin, fling a rock at her. Well, you know, when they realized, like Greg was teaching this morning, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, they all went away. And Jesus said to that poor, battered, bruised woman, I don't accuse you either, but go and sin no more. Oh, what a healing that was. That man that was by the pool of Bethesda, 38 years he'd lain sick, and Jesus goes to him and says, do you want to walk? Well, I can't get in the pool when the angel stirs it up. How can I be healed? Well, just take up your mat and walk. And the man rolls up his mat and walks. Jesus, go and sin no more, lest a worse thing comes upon you. Here was a man who was bruised, but Jesus healed him. Think about that poor lady. Who had come to fill up her water pot. Middle of the day, because she didn't come when the other women came. She says, go call your husband after they had talked for a little while. Well, I don't have a husband. Yeah, you've been married 5 times and you're living with a man that's not your husband. Terrible relationships. She'd been bruised. She'd been battered by life. And Jesus gave her the water of life from which she would never thirst again. Jesus, I have come to deal with all that's wrong. And then he says to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. You remember it when the Lord brought Israel into the land of Canaan, they said every 50th year is to be the year of Jubilee, a year of celebration of God's blessing. That's what he's talking about here. He said, I've come to help you celebrate. And as we said in the beginning, as Leonard said, many of you will celebrate your mothers today and it will be a celebration. Many of you will celebrate your home life and it will be a celebration. You did learn to pray on mama's knees and mama prayed for you and made a difference in your life. And Jesus said, I've come not only to help you when you're down and out, but I've come to help you celebrate. So what's the psalmist say? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Bless the name of the Lord. Celebrate. You know, one of the criticisms of Jesus when he celebrated too much. I know some people like to paint a picture of Jesus as, you know, long face, sad. Little children aren't attracted to people like that. I had a couple of old maid aunts that were like that. And I tried to go to grandma's house when they weren't there. Little children are attracted to people that are happy and joyous. And the little children were so attracted to the Jesus that a couple of times the disciples said, take these brats and go away. Jesus said, no, let the little children come into me. Jesus can help you celebrate your life. He can help you rejoice and be glad in all of the blessings that you have of life. And I love what it says there in that very first, not the very first, but verse 18. Where it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me. Jesus says, you know, all of this is possible because of the presence of God anointing my life. You see, I could promise you some things. I could promise you I'll help you get over your sin. I'll help you get over your brokenness. And I would offer you the best counsel I could. But I don't have the supernatural abilities that Jesus did. I can't die on a cross for your sin and set you free from your sin. But Jesus could. And then the last, almost the last verse that I read, Jesus said, this day this is fulfilled in your ears. Jesus said, listen, when I came on the scene, I came to help you celebrate. And I came to help you in the difficult times of life. Praise God for the Savior that we have. Praise God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. If you had a godly mother, thank God that Jesus lived in her and she imparted that to you. You've heard me laugh and say, I had a drug problem. It's when I was a kid. My mama drugged me to West Alabama Baptist Church every time the doors were open. And now I say, thank you, mama. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that I had a church that had some good godly people in it that taught me, loved me, listened to my first sermons and didn't say, son, don't try that again. You'd be better off selling watermelons. They could have said that. But you know, thank God for a godly mom. Thank God for a godly church. Thank God for people in your life. And you know, sometimes even I'll say ladies that weren't able to have children of their own become sort of a surrogate mother. They become the kind of person that become a blessing to others. And thank God if you had a lady in your life that was a blessing in many, many ways. I think about Edith Malden, then married Hoyle Whitley. We called her the educational director at West Albemarle. How many things she taught me. How many things she got me involved in at church. And I thank God for the influence that she had upon my life. Thank God if you had a Sunday school teacher or a GA leader or a youth leader that blessed your life. I want to finish almost. With one of the sweetest little stories that I personally know. May have told it to some of you, may not have. When I was up in the mountains, there's a couple that were members of the church, and the man's birth mother had died when he was just a month or two old. And over the years, he and his wife had talked. He said, "Reckon I'll know my mama in heaven. Reckon my mama in heaven will know me." And they had talked about it a number of times. And he developed cancer. He was way up in years. He developed cancer. It came the night that he died. He was in the bed, his family, kids, wife gathered around the bed. And at some point he said, "I've got 12 steps to climb tonight." Well, they didn't know what he meant, but they didn't let it worry him. A little bit, he said, "Well, I'm on step 4. I'm on step 6. And I'm on step 8. And eventually he said, "I'm on step 12. And the family were saying, "We love you, but it's okay to go." And the last words he said were, "Hello, Mama." You see, a mama's love is for everlasting. A good mama's love is for everlasting. He knew her, and she came to meet him. Special. No doubt, Mama was there to meet him. It had been 80-something years since they'd seen one another. And of course, with him being an infant, he wouldn't have remembered her. But his spiritual eyes were open. "Hello, Mama." Only the Lord can do that. And I thank God for a Savior that made it possible for the wonderful earthly lives that we have now to last for all of eternity. Your loved ones and my loved ones that are gone on to glory, they're waiting on us. And if there's somebody here that doesn't know Jesus, I pray that you'll receive him as your Lord and Savior. If there's somebody here that needs to make some other decision, at the altar or come to share something with me, we invite you to come. Just bow your heads for just a moment. And if you need to come, would you come? All right, if you look up here for a moment, as we conclude the service, I'm not sure, is this Baptist men or Baptist deacons? But they have a little gift for the ladies here. So let me have the benediction, and then Jeff can take care of it. Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face to shine upon you, the Lord be gracious to you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Some were perfect and some were... Some weren't.